You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. And welcome to probably the road trip hour, the only radio show that might be the road trip hour. I'm your host, probably not Jeb, because in fact, Jeb, the normal host of the road trip hour, has an exam like right now. It started at 3:30. It ends, I assume, at like 5:30. It's macroeconomics. And so if you are a friend of Jeb or a family of Jeb, Jeb, for those who don't know, is the person who typically kind of runs this radio hour. He's gone. I'm here. I'm a friend of his. But if you're friends, if you want Jeb to succeed in his macroeconomics exam, send him good thoughts. Think about the economy, I guess, about interest rates, and I don't know a lot about the economy. The Fed. Think about the Fed. And just kind of give him these good vibes, because I was studying with him a while ago, and let me tell you, I mean, I don't want to speak poorly of him or anything, but it seems like he needs it. But anyways, we just heard, to start at the show, Do Og Meg by Of Montreal, and let's see, I'm here. The Road Trip Hour. Let me give you some background on myself first. My name on the radio is DJ Pending. Sometimes I'll slip up and call myself Jonah, because that's my real name. And it's hard to remember that you're on the radio. But I'm DJ Pending. I'm a friend of Jeb's. His name is Jack. I'll probably just call him Jack. I hope that's okay, Jack. And so I show up at this show quite often, but I don't run it usually. And Jack's usually the one in charge, or Jeb, if you prefer. And so he plays music. He plays a lot of music, like most people do. And he talks about the songs he plays. And then he keeps playing music, and I think my voice is way too loud. Let's bump that down. The theme of the show is kind of songs you would like to hear on a road trip, and I always thought that'd be an excellent, catchphrase for a show would be, buckle up and enjoy the ride. And so sometimes I go on his show and say that, but he doesn't say it himself, apparently. That's all right. I'm not going to make a big deal out of that, but I will make a small deal out of it, as I've done. So moving on, my show is quite different. I have a show from 1 to 2 a.m. Monday to Tuesday nights. It is called Probably Birds, and it is the only radio show that might be about birds. Sometimes it is actually about birds, oftentimes it is not. And for this show, what I do is I prepare 30 minutes worth of music, and I will play that periodically throughout the show. And then the remaining 30 minutes, nothing is prepared for it. I don't prepare anything. And so I show up, and I just have to fill airspace, airtime, with anything, because we're not allowed to have dead air. And, you know, it's 1 to 2 a.m. I'm, at various degrees of awakeness. There's a fancy word for awakeness, but it's not coming to me now, so awakeness. And it goes in directions, some good, some bad, some unexpected. But if you ever can't sleep on a Monday night / Tuesday morning, feel free to tune in, and odds are I'll be here. Although, actually, that's a lie, because I only have one show left in the semester. It is this upcoming Monday / Tuesday. And after that, I go home. I go home for the semester, and then I will have a new show, probably, unless I want to keep the old one. And I'm not sure what I want yet, so stay tuned. Check the schedule. Probably Birds. Check the schedules on WMFO.org. Or don't check it. That's cool, too. Because I don't really expect anyone listening to this radio show to listen to my radio show. And that's completely fine. But so what happened? So as you can probably tell by the structure of my show, I'm very used to talking a lot on air and filling time. And so that's kind of what I'm going to do here. And so what happened today is that us DJs at the station need 5 volunteer hours, is what we call them, for just volunteering at the station, doing things to help out, and that lets us essentially keep our shows. And so you can get these hours in multiple ways, and I have 4 for the semester. I need 5 by Sunday, and one of the ways you can get hours is by... Oh, speaking of, I have to do a pre-show check-in, but one of the ways you can get hours is by subbing for other people. And so I am right now subbing, is what we call it, for Jeb / Jack. And so I need this hour. Jack came up to me. He's like, hey, Jonah, do you want to take my show, or should I post it on, like, excuse me? And so, no, I'll take it. So I took it, and this was about an hour ago. And so I haven't prepared anything for this show. It's even worse than my normal show in that, you know, I haven't prepared anything. There's no music prepared. There's no conversations prepared. It's just 100% improv. So I'm going to play an eclectic variety of things, just whatever I see on my computer that sounds good. It's being played. I might get in trouble. Well, I won't get in trouble, but I'm not allowed to play songs with, like, swear words during this time of day, and usually I am. Like, at my 1 to 2 a.m. hours, no one really cares what your song says. So I'm going to have to be careful, but I will be careful, because otherwise people will get mad at me, and that is intimidating. I'm kind of like a... I'm a very weak-willed individual. I'm like a delicate flower. And so, because of this, I'm going to be very careful with what I play so that I don't have to confront anyone about anything. But yeah, so, I don't know. What am I going to do now? I could keep talking. I'm not sure if I have a lot to say, but usually I don't anyways, and that doesn't stop me. But I think what we're going to do right now is I'm going to play some more music, and that will give me a chance to sort of gather my thoughts, and then I'll come back and I'll talk some more. And that's like roughly what I do on my show anyways, so it won't seem so strange to me. What is strange is the fact that from the 4 to 5 p.m. hours, it feels more likely that people are actually listening to me. And that's kind of scary, because it kind of makes me feel like I have to provide some sort of quality show. And that's not something I can promise you guys. I can promise you a show. I'm not going to have dead air. There's going to be sounds, and they're going to come from my lips, my mouth, or my laptop, or maybe both at once. That'd be pretty wild, huh? But I can't promise you'll enjoy the experience. And honestly, I'm not sure if I will either. But here we are. We're in this together. It's the road trip hour, guys, so get pumped. I'm not sure if I'll play songs that are good for a road trip or not, but I'll let you be the judge of that. You can call. Actually, don't call into the station. I mean, you can, and I'll try to answer, but answering the phone is like, I know how to do it. I have to say I know how to do it, but it's like, it's an adventure in and of itself. There are like 18 buttons you have to press all at once, and you have to be careful not to like, there's a lot going on. But call in if you want. I can't stop you, and I have to answer if you do. And so on that bombshell, I'm going to play music now, and then I'll come back, and maybe I'll say some more words. Cool. I hope you enjoy this. Good. Yeah, good. See, I can't hear anything. I don't know why it's not playing. I know why. I know why it's not playing. What a mess. See, somehow I'm much better at this at 1 to 2 a.m. But here we go. We're trying again. Enjoy this music.
Said wait for the moment, gone home, went to bed, while the other kids, they're still outside. I don't feel time when I sleep, so I snuggle up with my sheet and wait for a brighter day. I play football tomorrow with only my best friends, people I like, but I don't love, I'm not allowed. I wonder if Sharon will see me, but I'll play cool, cause cool is what you have to do. It's hard to make a point when you're living so loud. Trying to get my friend excited about not being invited. I say that's an opportunity, but don't I smile? Listen, don't I smile? It was so nice to get a call. Sure, I'm good at stuff, and you're into stuff. Ooh, let's make products.
and tired of fixing things for Michael and the rest of them. You know my bebopping days are over. I hung my boots up and then retired from the disco floor. The center of my soul called me in is the space between your bed and wardrobe with the Louvre doors. With the Louvre doors. You know my salad bed days are over. You put me straight on the finer points of this peaceful house. In the mirror of my steamy bathroom, where the rhino tells a sorry story in a monologue. In a monologue. 6 months on the winter storm. This enchanted money. Left in town with the circus boy. The circus boy got lonely. It's summer and it's sister song. We went in for the night.
slide and ended up the kind of kid who goes down shoots too narrow, just eking out my measly pie. But I learned fast how to keep my head up, 'cause I know there is this side of me that wants to grab the yoke from the pilot and just fly the whole mess into the sea. Another slow train to the coast, some brand new gory art from way on high. I sink and then I swim all night. I watch the ice melt on the glass while the eloquent young pilgrims pass and leave behind the trail, imploring us all not to fail. Of course I was raised to gather courage from those lofty tales so tried and true, but if you're able, I'd suggest it, 'cause this modern thought can get the best of you. This rather simple epitaph can save your hide, your fallen mind. Fate isn't what we're up against. There's no design, no flaws to find. There's no design, no flaws to find. Grab the yoke from the pilot and just fly the whole mess into the sea.
All right, we just heard Wait for the Moment by Wolfpack, followed by My Wandering Days Are Over by Belle and Sebastian, and then finally Young Pilgrims by The Shins. So I don't know, like, are those songs road trip songs? I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know what music you really play on road trips. I like road trips a lot, actually. But I just play the music I like, I suppose. I don't pick, like, very particular songs for road trips. And maybe, I guess you want, like, road trip songs that make it feel like you're traveling. And maybe in that case, I didn't pick great songs. I mean, My Wandering Days Are Over is kind of like the opposite of traveling, isn't it? It's saying we're done with traveling. But actually, hold up, I'm going to make it relevant, because in some ways that's quite appropriate, because this might be the last road trip hour there is, because, I mean, Jeb goes home soon. I'm not sure when exactly, actually, but he goes home for the semester and for winter break and everything. And then next semester, he's off to Spain, guys. He's going to España. Let's see if I can do it. Jack va a ir a España. Jack is going to go to Spain, is what I said, I think. Is going to go to Spain? Yeah, I think that's what I said. But he's going to Spain, which means next semester he won't be around, which means no road trip hour. And so My Wandering Days Are Over, indicating that the road trip is over, seems, to me at least, very appropriate and, dare I say, poignant. Yeah, I do, because I just did, and this is live radio. I can't go back and change that. There is no rewind time here. And so, yeah, it's poignant. It's an emotional show, and I'm tearing up. I'm not actually, but I can tell you that because you can't see me, which makes it a lot easier to lie to you. But on that note, and one second. On that note, I'm going to read a PSA, because I'm told that I have to, by the people who run the station. And there's probably some, like, FCC regulation that says that we have to do it. Or maybe people just like serving the community. And that's cool too, I guess. So let's try to pick a cool one. Actually, what we're going to do... No, we're going to pick a cool one, and then we're going to play an automated one at random. Here we go. This one is about car crashes. Oh, it's not exactly. I'll just read it. In the event of a car crash, 3 out of 4 kids are not as secure as they should be because their car seats are not used correctly. But the LATCH system makes it easier. I think I'm supposed to pronounce it Latch, actually. But it's, I think it's an acronym. Hmm. I'm not L-A-T. I'll say Latch. I'll try again and I'll say Latch. In the event of a car crash, 3 out of 4 kids are not as secure as they should be because their car seats are not used correctly. But the Latch system makes it easier to get it right and to hold your kids tight. Anchor, tether, Latch. Learn more at safercar.gov. Yeah, it's definitely Latch. It'd be weird for it to end. Get it right to hold and get it right and hold your kids tight. Anchor, tether, L-A-T-C-H. Doesn't sound as good. So there's your PSA. I hope that serves someone. If you have kids, you want to be safe with them in your cars, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you don't want to be safe with them in your cars, and that's really your prerogative, not mine. But as a public figure, I guess I'm a public figure, I think I'm supposed to sort of uphold good values that people can't sue me over. And so to that end, I would recommend making your kids very safe in the car. I mean, do whatever it takes. Use the Latch system. It sounds great. I know nothing about it. But once again, safercar.gov. Check it out. The government's trying to tell you how to take care of your kids. I know. That tends to ruffle a few feathers. And there you go. It's about birds now. But now it's not. Keep kids safe. I mean, bungee cord them in if you have to. But also, please don't do that, because I don't think that's what the Latch system is all about. Actually, you know what? I have like a computer at my disposal. We can look it up. safercar.gov. Let's find out if this is a website that is active. It is. Okay. I'm at safercar.gov, and I'm trying to find out about... Here, car seats. We'll go to car seats. And I want to know about the Latch system. But I'm not sure if they have... Can I control F to find things? Latch. L-A-T-C-H. Latch. Zero results on this webpage. Okay. I can't speak to you about the Latch system, guys, and for that, I apologize. Maybe I can, like... No, I have no idea how to find it. So, how about that? How about... Look, it's you guys. You guys are the ones with the kids, not me, to the best of my knowledge. So, if you want to learn more, I'll leave it to you to find the appropriate resources on safercar.gov. Kids, man, what are you going to do with them? I've thought about, okay, this might be weird. I'm 20, for the record, and I've given some thought to kids. Not thought to actually having them anytime soon. Like, I'm going to wait until I'm, like, nice and 60 years old, I think, to have a child. Because, oh my God, I don't know what... But, so I've thought about it. I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to, like, plan birthdays for these dudes if I have kids. I might even have kids. And that would be fine, I think. But if I do have kids... I'm going to have to, well, A, think of, like, names for them that I can, like, rest assured we're going to... Because you want a name that's kind of, like, unique, I think. But it can't be, like, something they're going to be bullied over. I arrived in the station today for this, radio hour. And I, you know, told the DJ here, hey, I'm Jack's friend. And he said, oh, Jack's friends, that's a weird name. Didn't your parents think you'd be bullied? And I'm like, yeah, they just really wanted their kid to be friends with Jack one day. We were having some good banter. But I think he's right. If I actually named my kid Jack's friend, he'd be bullied by, or she'd be bullied by most people. They'd be bullied. I don't want to, like, confine my children to gender constructs. But that's a conversation that we're not going to have right now. Anyways, the kid would be bullied, I'm pretty sure. Unless kids are like... Oh, maybe they, I mean, kids are pretty nice, actually. Most kids are pretty nice, but they'll probably be bullied. Anyways, I have to name a kid, and then I'm going to have to throw said kid a birthday party, like, every year of their life. Not every year of their life. Like, every year of their life until they're, like, 6 and, you know, mature enough to do it themselves. But that's 6 birthday parties, and I have to, like, cater them to various developmental levels. I'm a child development major, so I know all about developmental levels, but in some ways I feel like it makes it an even more daunting situation for me, because I know enough to know that a lot can go wrong, but I don't know enough to know how to do it right, I suppose, at this point. And so, you know, a 1-year-old, what do you do? Trampoline? Bounce house? Do you bounce a 1-year-old around a bounce house? A moon bounce, as they call them, actually, where I'm from? And I think many people call it. So I guess that would work. You know, you get a moon bounce and you toss your 1-year-old in there, and then you know, head inside and wait about an hour, let them have a whale of a time with their, I don't know, one-year-old friends. Maybe. A two-year-old. Same thing. Actually, you know what? I take it back. Every single birthday is going to be a moon bounce, and I think that's going to be fine. I'm not concerned anymore, because who doesn't love a moon bounce? I mean, and think about it. If you start your kid moon bouncing at, like, 1 year old and, like, you know, develop within this love of moon bounces, they're going to grow up to be, like, a trampoline, like, a world-renowned trampoline gymnast or something, because they've just, like, spent their whole developmental years, their formative years, bouncing. So maybe I'm doing parenting right. Not that I'm a parent, but, you know, when I'm 60 and have my first one-year-old, I'm going to be doing parenting right. Great. Well, that was a weird sort of... We're just going to keep playing music, I think. That was a conversation. Well, it wasn't a conversation, because I'm talking to no one. I'm talking to myself, and I suppose the listeners, but no one's talking back, so it's a monologue. But anyways, we're going to keep playing some music here. I'll come back, and I'll talk for a bit after a while, and the cycle will continue. So I hope you enjoy these tunes. Do it... I can never feel like I say tunes genuinely, and that's probably because I don't really say tunes in day-to-day talk. But I hope you like these songs. If you don't, that's okay too. I hope you listen to something you like better in the future then. But in the meanwhile, here is music. Great, I'll be back. Mwah. Is that weird, the kiss? My normal show is much weirder with the goodbyes, but we'll stick with mwah. Yeah, it's a bit weird. Okay, cool.
It's more. I think I'm in love with the girl next door. It's driving me crazy, can't take it anymore. I hear her playing the drums late at night. The neighbors complain, but that's the kind of girl I like. And maybe I should call her up and invite her around. Or maybe I should move to another town.
We just heard Caramelize by Frankie Cosmos and Two Doors Down by the Mystery Jets. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, do I have the surprise of a lifetime for you?
Thank you for having me here, DJ Pending.
You're welcome. I'm always happy to have you on your show.
Yes. My name is DJ Jeb.
Yep.
This is my normal show.
Mm-hmm.
For those who've been tuning in, I think DJ Pending mentioned that I had a test.
Yes.
Final. Well, I think it went pretty well.
Yeah, you're already back.
I'm already back.
Mm-hmm. Only
finished first.
Wow.
Probably, definitely not a good sign.
I mean, you might just be an economic genius.
That's definitely possible.
Yeah. But you think it went all right?
Yeah, I think it went fine. I think it, you know, everything made sense.
Yeah.
No curveballs, which is always nice.
Or no curveballs that you noticed.
No curveballs that I noticed. Exactly. I was walking out and I saw someone drawing two graphs and I was like, wait a minute. I thought there was only one graph on that question.
Let's just hope that they're doing it very wrong.
Yes, that's my hope.
you could have run back like, wait, I want it back.
Yeah. I should have.
But I've changed
just
my mind.
Just draw an extra graph on every problem.
Yeah.
That would have been
just
great.
Just a nice supply-demand curve, just to reference them on what it is.
Exactly.
Although, is that so relevant in macroeconomics?
Supply and demand is...
I don't know anything.
I mean, so what we've been doing is talking about the money market,
mm-hmm.
the goods market,
yeah.
the labor market.
Okay.
And then we've been combining those along with the Phillips curve into some different models, like the ISLM and ISLMPC.
Yeah, I know what none of that means.
Yeah, it's basically not supply and demand.
Okay,
so... It's like GDP, inflation.
Because supply and demand is more the microeconomics realm, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so.
I know very little about any of this, but...
Yeah, well, probably about the same as me.
Yeah, not, I try to tell people, I said, you know, send them good vibes, think about interest rates, and then I kind of ran out of terms to throw out there.
Real GDP.
Real GDP.
Is a good one to throw out off the bat. Unemployment.
Oh, boy.
That's a major key right there.
That's a factor.
Let's see. If you want to get really technical, you could say the CPI.
Wow.
The Consumer Price Index or Consumption Price Index.
That sounds like a different kind of time. Entirely.
Uh-huh.
But you're done with the exam now. You only have a research paper left, you tell me. So what's the plans for break, if you don't mind sharing that to a live audience?
I will be working over break.
Oh,
the place I worked at last summer was a bank in New York City, and they wanted me to come back.
They begged you to come back, in fact, didn't they?
They came crawling on their knees to me, saying, Jack, we need you.
Yeah.
We need you we need you... So much.
Yeah, New York is falling apart without you.
New York is falling apart without you. Anyway, so I'm going to be going back there, working for a couple weeks.
Yep.
And then I get a couple weeks off, and then it's off to Spain
for me. Oh, my God. Wow.
I will not be here next semester.
You'll be
next
so
semester.
Missed. I will miss you. I'll say that.
I'm glad.
I don't know
I'm
if
glad.
Other people will, but I can...
Well, you're going to have... I'll have to call into your radio hour a couple times.
Oh, my
times,
God, because you'll be
but
awake,
you have
you?
To get a normal radio hour.
No, that's...
Somewhat.
That's pretty important. I mean, the issue is... As I told people when I first came on, if I have a normal showtime, I worry that they expect some sort of quality programming.
Like my normal hour?
Yeah, yeah, where, you know, you play music that people generally like and you talk about the music and...
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know.
It's what people want, I think.
Generally, I just play what I want.
Yeah,
that's true.
Don't
really care about people.
Yeah.
But,
No, for some reason, I feel the need to put myself in these situations where I have to awkwardly fill airtime and have a plan to do it.
If it works, it works.
I don't know if it does.
It did. Last time I was on your show, it worked out pretty well.
That's true. Well, it helps when I have someone else there because they can
You're not just talking to thin air.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to hear, like, listen to the archive of this show and you'll kind of see how it goes sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What did I even talk about? I talked about having kids. Have you thought about this, having kids?
I mean, not in any serious capacity.
Yeah, nor have I, but I was thinking, like, I'm going to have to throw birthday parties for these kids.
Yeah.
I don't know
how to do
that.
Well, you're going to get to throw a birthday party for those kids.
That is a way better perspective on it. Just that simple reframing makes a world of difference, but also I'm not going to love my children.
Oh, well, you know, teach his own.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. What do you have left?
What do I have left? I have a... final paper, which I was working on today, but I didn't do as much as I would have liked. But that's all right. I'll work on it even later today.
Mm-hmm.
Final paper. It's a 15-page paper. I'm at, like, page 10, so it's going all right. And I'm not worried about filling the space. I just have to actually fill it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
The trick is block quotes. And
block
it's a paper
quotes.
That affords me the use of many block quotes.
That's actually fantastic.
It helps me fill the space immensely.
On my paper, it's more of an econometric analysis,
Ooh.
So I don't really have any space for block quotes.
No, you can just like...
That being said, I have a lot of space for graphs and tables.
I was going to say, graphs and tables is what you got to do then.
That fills a huge amount of space.
Very nice.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so I've got that. I've got... That's due on Monday. Also Monday, I have an actual exam, like sit-down exam, in music technology and digital culture.
Interesting.
And so far, I've done well in that class, so with any luck, that trend will continue. Or, if it doesn't, I have like a nice buffer to kind of back me up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have a children's book due on Monday. So Monday's a big day for me. After that, I'm done. And so I've talked about this on my own show. I have to physically construct a children's book. And I'm still, like, people are giving me lots of good suggestions, and hopefully I'll use them, but I don't really know how to do that. And I haven't started doing it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're presenting it to publishers. So,
well, you'll be fine. You'll figure it out.
I don't need a published book. I just need a decent enough grade.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool. Cool. Very cool, Jack. Jeb. I've called you Jack already, actually.
Have you?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird to call you by your radio name because I know you.
Yeah. Know? Well, I sometimes call you by your real name on your show.
Yeah. Don't you dare, though.
I will not.
No, it's fine.
No one can know your real name. Don't say it.
Okay, I won't. If you know, feel free to tweet #probablybirds with your best guess. Although I also said my own name on this radio show, too.
Did you actually?
Yeah. Maybe they forgot. I have a pretty bad memory.
Well, people
maybe
don't really,
do
you know, at least when I listen to a radio, in the car at least, I don't really listen to one station for an hour.
Yeah.
So people may be tuning in and tuning out.
Yeah, but you don't think I draw them in? You don't think they're like, what's he going to say next? Because I don't know either. It's like
generally, I turn off whenever people start talking.
No, I do too, actually. That's a great point. I actually do, unless it's like NPR, where I want to hear that. But if I'm listening to music, like as soon as someone starts talking, I'm like, no, why would I engage with this? I just want to hear some tunes. So, and also people just have like aux cables now in their car anyways. No one listens to the radio these days.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I don't really. I mean, I do in some of my cars, my multiple cars. Now, some of my family's cars don't have any aux cords because they're old, and so I'll listen to the radio in those cars. But my 20-year-old van does have an aux cord because the radio is a bit newer, so I just listen to my phone. Anyways, on that note, to those of you who are actually listening to the radio, sorry to, like, I don't know, isolate you or something, but I'm going to play a song or two, and then I guess we'll keep talking. And then soon it's going to be time for us to go, actually. I'll play one song, maybe, even. Not a lot of time left.
Crazy.
And we'll let Jeb say his goodbyes, I guess. So I hope you enjoy. We'll be back. And have a great listen. There you go. We just heard Back on the Train by Phish, and now we're going to talk some more.
What a wonderful band.
Thank you.
You know, Fish Food is my favorite Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
Is it really? What about Fish Food really makes it so special for you?
I just kind of like how it's like chocolate, and then you get a surprise fish,
The surprise fishes are definitely the best part of it, I think.
I would agree.
Because I love chocolate. Although, I like all Ben & Jerry's ice cream, basically, but I prefer the vanilla bases, I think.
Really? All right.
Yeah. Well, I
so
feel
if you had
like,
to pick, what would be your favorite?
Oh, that's really hard. I mean, I really like Americone Dream, which is like Stephen Colbert's ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Cherry Garcia. And the cherry ice cream's just... And the chocolate, too. That's once again, the chocolate chunks there really make it special.
I'm a fan of half-baked, if we're talking vanilla bases.
Half-baked is so good.
Half-baked is very good.
Yeah, half-baked is half chocolate base, though, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
I thought it was like vanilla and cookie dough.
No, that's cookie dough. Half-baked involves a cookie dough and brownie batter.
Oh, okay.
And so it's like half the vanilla base with the cookie dough and half the chocolate base with the brownie batter. But
this is just... That's just luxury.
I know. Half-baked is really good.
Luxurious.
I'm okay with that because it's like half and half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You are not the biggest fan of fish food?
No, I like fish food. Like, I will very happily eat it. It's just...
Yes. You won't opt
amongst
for it.
All the ice creams, I'd probably choose a different one.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about being like an ice cream maker? Do you know how to make ice cream?
You know, there's a subreddit called Ice Creamery.
Oh, yeah?
Where they talk a lot about making ice cream.
Okay.
And... whenever I look at it, I'm just like, wow, that looks complicated. Looks like you need a lot of equipment to do something like that.
Yeah, well, you could use a lot of equipment, but you can also use the old, the plastic bag approach. Have you ever done this?
No, okay. I haven't.
I don't remember it exactly. It's been a long time, but you take a plastic bag and you put like milk and sugar and whatever else goes in ice cream, vanilla, you know, ice cream ingredients into this bag, and then you close it, and then you take a bigger plastic bag, and you fill it with ice and salt. And the salt is important because, A, it melts the ice, which makes it a liquid, it's water, and it makes it, puts it in contact, more contact with it. Back up. You take this big bag, you put salt and ice in it, then you put the smaller bag of ingredients into this big bag.
Yeah.
And you close them both.
Yeah.
And then you shake the bag, and that, like, makes... it mixes the ingredients in the small bag and while freezing it because it's surrounded by ice, and that makes ice cream a plastic bag.
All right.
So that's one method. It's a method that I did a long time ago.
Did it work?
It did. I have a really weird memory of it. I'm not sure if it was like at camp or if it was just like a babysitter, but like a strange woman was with me and my brother Max, and we were shaking these bags. It was very hard for us to do. Because we were small. We were very small at the time. And we couldn't shake the bags with the vigor and with the stamina needed to create ice cream, really. So she had to help us out, I think.
Okay.
But I do recall, like, ice cream being produced as a result of this.
Well, I have to give it a try.
Yeah. I mean, if you have time to kill and you... if you have time to kill and you have all the ingredients for ice cream, but no ice cream itself...
and then, the desire...
yes.
The desire is important.
It's kind of like a whole constellation of...
requirements.
Requirements, yeah. Of need to come into place. But if the stars align, you feel free. You make yourself some ice cream.
Or you could just, like, go out and buy it.
Yeah, I mean, that might work, too. If you have the ingredients for this method, you want ice cream, you've got time to kill, and you don't have access to an easier method of getting ice cream, really, it's gonna be it has to be born out of necessity.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know. I feel like this would kind of yield, like, I feel like you wouldn't get it to the point of frozen that, like, you would get ice cream in, like, a Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah, probably not. I think the trick is to not try to make too much at once.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, this is like this might have been a dream I had, actually. I'm not positive that this actually
happened. No, I remember the ice and salt thing, hearing it from somewhere. Maybe camp.
Okay.
So, you see, I think you're on the right track.
Thank you. Well, I would hope so, but it's all kind of a blur for me.
Yep, that's
so your family never had, like, an ice cream maker or something?
I mean, we did. We had a really, like, small one that we never used.
I feel like that's the case for many families out there.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just like is it a cultural thing where every, like, family decides, hey, we should make some ice cream, and they do it once, like, this is pretty good. But also, it took a lot of work, and we had to clean the whole thing and put it away somewhere. And once it's put away, you don't want to take it out and reassemble it.
You know what I think it might be?
Yep.
I think it might be kids really like sweet food.
Yep.
And ice cream is sweet. So yes. They're like, oh, I want an ice cream maker for like Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever holiday.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
And then the parents like relent and they're like, all right.
We'll get an ice cream maker.
Get an ice cream machine.
Cheaper than Xbox.
The kids make it once or not at all. I don't think we ever used ours.
Maybe you should.
Maybe. I think it's probably donated at this point.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then the parents are like, this is just too much work.
It is a lot of work.
They put it away.
It's a lot of work.
Or the kids is like,
and it's not a lot of reward either.
No.
I mean,
you know, ice cream's good, but
yeah,
get some.
I feel like you have to get good at making it for it to be worth it. Like, if you can make really good, delicious ice cream that's like out of this world good, then do it. But you've got to kind of work up to that. It's like anything. You got to practice. And how much incentive is there to really, like, you have to really be passionate about making your own ice cream to, like, practice enough to actually make it worth it.
See, I'm not, like, that much of an ice cream fan.
Yeah.
You know? I like ice cream.
Wow.
It's good. But generally, I stay away from eating ice cream in the winter just because it's cold.
Yeah, sure.
I know some people who are completely devoted and they'll just eat ice cream
time. Yeah, no, I am a all seasons ice cream kind of guy. I love ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Ice cream and chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
If
chocolate's all seasons.
Yeah, but if I had to bring two foods with me to like a deserted ice cream, it would be ice cream and chocolate. A deserted island.
Ice cream and chocolate.
Yeah, and I would die happy. I would die of malnutrition, but I'd die happy.
I think I would bring... That's a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
Probably something that has bones...
Okay.
Because then I can, like, fashion a fishing hook out of the bones.
You can use the bones as tools. That's
and
good.
Then maybe, like, in terms of...
I mean, just like, you just, like, bring a whole pig carcass with you or something. Or, like, a whole bison carcass.
What animal do you think you could use to start a fire?
Well, real quick, I'm going to say that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. And bison could be good because it's got lots of fur. And
you're
that
right.
Would definitely, that's good. I wonder if there's like an animal that has like chemicals in it that you can use to really make a really hot chemical reaction that would start a fire, though. I wouldn't know.
I would not know either.
No, if you do know, feel free to call in. Actually, don't, because I've got like 2 minutes left.
Call in and let the next person know what animal you would want to make a fire with.
Yeah, just tell them. They don't have to know why. Just let them know. Actually, they're probably going to show up soon.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, wait, how much more time do we have?
I mean, we've got like 2 minutes, I know.
I don't have that much time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for holding down the fort for me, DJ Pending.
You're I'm always happy to help. Do you have any last words for this semester worth of radio? And you won't be here next semester, so just anything to wrap it all up?
Yeah. If you liked what you heard, keep on listening. I'd recommend you check out DJ Pending.
Thank you.
I won't be here next semester, but I will be back all of my senior year, so you can look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate it. I don't know.
Keep it freeform.
Keep it freeform.
Cool. I guess on that note, I should probably just play the last song and let that do its thing.
All right.
So great. Have a great day, week, whatever, guys. Have a great everything. And take care. Actually, I should announce the song, too, since it won't be coming back until my Monday show / Tuesday show. This is Tenderness by Parquet Courts. This was the Road Trip Hour, so buckle up and enjoy the ride. But nothing's playing, so we're going to try to fix that.
You good?
I think I picked the wrong aux cord because I had both plugged in. Tenderness by Parquet Courts. Enjoy.